Hey, what's going on? This is the Air Brand Podcast, Season 3, Episode 12. This will be a continuance of Episode 11, Growing. So this will be Growing 2. Because, like I stated before in many seasons ago, well, 2 seasons ago, since the very beginning of this podcast, life has many seasons. And for some people, this is definitely their growing season. And I say that because it's probably my growing season as well. But the things that you have planted in your life, like strategically or just planned out, like you just here and there, you planted seeds for you to grow, or just faith-based things that you planted, they're coming into fruition and they're sprouting. So the hard work has paid off and you're reaping the rewards. And it's just a beautiful sight to see, because you might have taken a bunch of losses here and there. So you're finally seeing some type of success instead of many, depending on how many failures. So give yourself a round of applause, a pat on the back, whatever form of celebration that you choose to. Because it's finally, something is finally happening for you as well. And maybe that need to be episodes happening for the part of the ink season. But to speak more on growing, some people might feel shorthanded, depending on their situation and stuff, because they haven't seen a lot of growth, not a lot of progress, and you tend to give up when it tends to go that way. You tend to give up, and you don't catch a stride, you don't catch your second wind, so you don't know exactly what you should do or how to go about it. It's easier said than done for some people, because they have a better supporting cast than it seemed like you do, or your circumstances are different than that particular person. But don't fret and don't beat yourself up too much about it, because there's light at the end of the tunnel. That's what the growth season is about. Like, you're constantly plowing the field, and things are working out because you're working towards these things that you have set out for yourself, and they're coming in fruition. That's what a growth season is about. Like, you're finally getting a win, and some wins are louder than others. For some people, you can cheer yourself on. There might be some public wins. Some of your wins might be private. So you can celebrate yourself in the long run anyway. Like, sometimes you have to go where you're celebrated, not where you're hated, because not everybody's going to be happy for your success, because there's some people that compare themselves to others and they wonder why these things are happening for them and not them. And don't be that type of person, because it's different strokes for different folks. And this is a different way of looking at it, because what's meant for you might not be meant for someone else. So you might have to do things 10 times harder than that person. Not because a status is like what's going on in your life. It's based off a situation. So I would be more congratulative. That's not even a word. celebratory towards other people. Because you don't know what that person's going through. You don't know what it took for them to get to where they are now. That's part of growing. It's just growth. You just as a human being, being able to see someone else's progress, even when it happens for you, people are able to see it. And some people are happy for that. Some people are not, because they're comparing, and you should not be comparing your progress to others. This is not your progress report. Is not theirs. Your success isn't theirs. That's why some wins should be celebrated privately. Not saying you just like, oh, I just keep this to myself because I know somebody's going to say something. No, like some people are struggling in private. So some wins should be celebrated in private. Depending on what your situation and how you move about in life, because it's your life. You're living your best life for you, not for someone else. So, of course, it should do the latter. And, of course, with your growing season, like, that's a big part of the ing season, because you have to look at all the others. You're learning. You're knowing. The different things that come equipped with this. Because if you didn't learn nothing on the way to your growth season, like, what exactly were you doing? Like, you're just there. Or you just, like, some people just live in the moment or live for the moment. Maybe they weren't paying attention. But, of course, you should be paying attention to yourself. Like, you're not some NPC. So, growth matters a lot. Like, you definitely keep check or keep up with your progress. Check it off, like, especially with your vision board. If things are coming in place or coming into play from your vision board, definitely check them off, because it's coming into fruition. Definitely check them off. You're showing what you're capable of finally. And some people are finally seeing that. Like, celebrate with them if you have to, because people believing in you and just seeing it, like, it means a lot. Because some people have been there part of your growth, like part of your different season, and they've been there for the growth season as well. So that doesn't go unnoticed. People like that, you have to cherish those type of people. Like, it just speaks volumes of who you are and who that person is. So, and it shows a lot of growth, like, within knowledge of you, knowledge of yourself, and just knowledge of each other. No matter who that person is, especially, and you definitely should keep that person in your circle, because I talked about that a lot too. Your circle. Your circle matters the most. Like, the people around you, the people you allow in your bubble, like, legitimately, like, because you have to have genuine people. Because some people, life is a struggle. And some people are introverts, some people are extroverts. So they're less open to other people. So it's going to be hard to have that type of circle that you can rely on, that you can share your growth with. Not if they're already there already. So your growth really sometimes is a part of other people's lives as well. So, because you plant the seed, sometimes you plant the seed in somebody else's life, and their progress, it's happening for them. So, a win is a win, whether it's for you or someone in your circle. And that goes a long way, because it's like your team is winning. So that's a big thing. It's a big thing. DJ Khaled said to do this. All I do is win. Because when you when you tend to lose a lot, like small wins are bigger than you realize, because it's a step closer to the big win that you've been chasing or desiring for you, for yourself, and for your life. Not everything is going to happen overnight. Just with this growing season, don't allow people to knock you off your course. Don't allow people to knock you off your course. Of course. Try to say that twice. But it's very vital to your success. Because if you're easily moved, you won't be able to stand to tell the time. Like, you're not going to be able to get to where you need to be if you're just easily just pushed around, pushed over, whatever you want to say. Because that's not what your life should be. Just some push around, whatever. You should be able to stand tall with whatever you believe in, whatever you believe for yourself, and for your life to be. Your vision board should be as big as it can be, because ultimately you are the vision. That's what you should be living. You're living your best life for you, because it's the vision, as long as it aligns with your aspect of life. long as it aligns with your aspect of life, you're doing it right. You're doing it right. And this is another twist on this thing. A twist on the same. Some people are growers, some people are showers. And I say this because some people like to show off, and some people, their growth, it speaks for itself. It speaks volumes of who you are already, because people see it. And of course, when you're a show off, people can already tell. I'm like, oh, what? Okay. Yeah, here's Bill again. But I don't know. You never really can tell if somebody's doing their success journey or their growth, their success or whatever growth is the right way or the wrong way. And maybe in some forms or fashions you can tell, but that's not your place to. You should be focusing on yourself, not what someone else is doing. Because what's the point of that? You're trying to live for them? You're trying to keep tabs on this person? No. Keep tabs on yourself. Keep tabs on your own success. Like, some people are in it to make history. Definitely make history for yourself. Like, make history for your family. Your greatness could be your best achievement, depending on how you're built. Some people are built different. Some people are made for this. Like, you have to prove to yourself that you're made for this. Plant that seed in your life and watch it grow as the strongest tree. Sturdiest tree as well. I don't know, a tree that's just easily fall, that can fall over. But I know somebody probably gonna say, oh, they chop down trees and stuff. Like, maybe you don't want to be that type of tree, because you're just easily faltered or altered. It's a big part of your journey. Like, if you don't have any growth, like, what is it? What are you doing? Like, for real? What did you actually do? What effort did you put forward? Did you put your best foot forward? Like, did you sit there and just was there? Like, oh, I'm here. Like, did you show up for yourself? Are you keeping track of these things? Like, just like small wins, small goals matter just as much as big goals, because they're getting you to where you need to be. That's a big part of growth. Use your past situation to get you to where you're supposed to be. Don't let it hinder you or stop you from where you're going. Some people allow that more often than some, because, oh, I've been through this, so this, I deserve to be in this situation. No, you deserve to be out of that situation. And fight. Fight so you can live your best life for you. Fight so you can grow. Fight to show people that the seeds that you have planted wasn't for nothing. It wasn't in vain. It wasn't meaningless. The life that we're living matters a lot, and it comes in stages, it comes in different seasons, but we have to apply ourselves and just go as strong as possible. Because you may fall down. Some trees fall down, but sometimes you got to reevaluate the situation, reevaluate the dirt that you have planted your seed in. Maybe the roots are not right. Sometimes people plant roots in the wrong area or the wrong place. So you have to get up and do it all over again. And it's okay to have a fresh start. Some people move to places that they don't even know anybody. And that's good, because sometimes if you're still in the same town, people are going to be watching what you're doing and hating that you're getting this type of success or form of success, because they're not doing it, because they're stuck. They're not allowing themselves to grow. They haven't planted these same seeds. They could have, but they chose not to. But they're just living for the moment, or just because. And I know I said NPC earlier, and it could be an acronym, like applying to someone, not proven character, no progress, counted, or something like that on those lines, because growing season is about progress. The progress you made from where you used to be, you're not the same anymore. It's not the same. It's definitely different. Like LaRusso says, as a California artist, if anybody know, but yeah, like, you want to be different. Like, and some people may have different growing seasons more than others, but that's okay, because you just have to restart, reset, and go at it again. Maybe you didn't reach that type of success that you wanted. You didn't get to your final form, and that's all right. Get back out there and go again. Maybe the dirt wasn't right. Maybe the roots wasn't. But allow yourself to move forward and just go up the ladder, go up to whatever tier of success that you want for you, not for someone else. That is what matters. And that should be on your vision board as well. Like, these things matter a lot. And no, I know I say these words, I'm not some perfect person that's like, oh, yeah, I can talk about this and stuff. No, I'm just using my voice because I feel like I can. Nobody can tell me otherwise. Like, oh, he just think he's so special and this and that. Nah. But if you think I'm the shit, I must be. Maybe that's the fertilizer. My own journey, my own soil. So maybe you need to be the shit too. And you can get shit growing, to get shit going, to get shit moving. So maybe somebody should think of that when they're looking at, they're comparing someone's life. But always continue to move forward. Get rid of the dead roots. If it's stopping your growth, sometimes you have to outgrow people. You have to outgrow situations. You have to outgrow things you have learned, to learn new things to make you better. Make you better so you can grow into the person you're truly meant to be. This has been the Airbrand Podcast. Stay tuned for more of the Ing season. Man, I love this podcast. Airbrand Podcast. So what we doing? You can follow me on Instagram at JAirToTheThrone. TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia. I know I haven't posted some videos in a while, but I will be back posting, of course. You can follow me on YouTube. Air Gaming, the group channel, 90210 Air Gaming. I mean, 90210 Gaming. And also, check out the other podcast with my bros, Blurred and Beyond. Man, we got some special stuff coming. And just continue, count your blessings as much as you can, even in the bad days, because you're still blessed to be alive. All right. Peace.